Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Around the world, we see authoritarian governments that are increasingly intolerant of ideas, beliefs, and practices different than their own, said Uzra Zeya, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Civilian Security, Democracy, and Human Rights, at a side event during the recent International Religious Freedom or Belief Alliance Ministerial Conference. These authoritarian governments ignore and undermine internationally recognized human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, noted Undersecretary Zeya, who also serves as U.S. Special Coordinator for Tibetan Issues.
The tragic events unfolding in Tibet mark just one example of this troubling dynamic. Tibetan Buddhism, a religion Tibetan Buddhists describe as rooted in compassion, empathy, and nonviolence, lies at the heart of Tibet's identity and cultural heritage. And yet, Chinese Communist Party officials somehow portray this religion of peace as an existential threat to the People's Republic of China, or the PRC.
For decades, Undersecretary Zeya said, the PRC has developed a draconian system of repression that aims to cynicize Tibetan Buddhism.
It seeks to subsume this rich and vibrant spiritual tradition into the PRC's political framework and reshape its core tenets in accordance with the values of the CCP.
Undersecretary Zeya cited the so-called patriotic campaigns that force monks and nuns to pledge loyalty to the Chinese state, the PRC's registry of officially recognized lamas, its clear intention to co-opt the succession of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and the government's restrictions on lay Tibetans, including prohibiting children from participating in religious activities. I am proud the United States continues to lead in bringing attention to the PRC's human rights abuses, said Undersecretary Zeya.
We will continue to increase international solidarity in support of Tibetans' human rights and preservation of their unique cultural, religious, and linguistic identity. We continue to call on the PRC to resume meaningful and direct dialogue with the Dalai Lama or his representatives without preconditions at the highest levels of our government.
The United States' resolve is unwavering, declared Undersecretary Zeya, and we will continue to work tirelessly to advance the human rights and dignity of all Tibetans.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.